Monday, November 18th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to do a lightning round with you, but all these stories really are aimed in the same direction. First off, Western journalism. We've covered this story before. 7-year-old James Younger, while he was with his mother, Ann Gorgulis, the mother insisted the boy identify as a little girl named Luna. When he's with his dad, it's a different story.
Well, she not only that, she got a counselor. She went to court, was setting up full control. By the way, this James has an identical twin brother, but she had decided that James actually wanted to be a female. And what's turned out is no, the mother wanted the child to be a female. Got a counselor to agree with her, went to court trying to claim full rights, and was in the future contemplating chemical treatment of the child and then considering surgical treatment in the future. That's what the mother was doing. Finally, they got to a court that had sensibilities that stopped it, and immediately it became clear through the child's choice, no, I'm a boy, I want to be a boy. When he goes to church, when he goes to school, he makes it abundantly clear. But this child was barely saved through finally one court ruling, and that child's life truly has been spared.
Story number 2 out of the Daily Wire, a children's elementary school distributed a flyer to children as young as second grade that promoted a clinic hosted by a medical volunteer corps. There was one problem. One side of the flyer advertised free birth control and pre-pregnancy services, as well as implants, pills, condoms, and more.
And more. 7-year-old children. This is elementary school, second grade, got these flyers, came home wide-eyed to their parents, and finally one parent came and confronted the school board, confronted the administration. Of course, they this was done inadvertently. Then they found out, no, it wasn't. It was even printed front and back to save paper. There was nothing inadvertent about it at all. 7-year-old children, the target for this sex education of promiscuity, sexual anarchy, sexual perversion of the LGBTQ agenda, that they were the target. And the administration and the faculty of that school were fully complicit in it. And finally, a parent came to stop them and said to them, who gave you the right to teach my children these things? I didn't give you that right. Why would you assume that right? You have the right to teach health, biological reproduction. You do not have the right to teach my children what I'll teach them when I believe it's appropriate, and the second grade is not the appropriate time to bring these subjects up.
Harry, let me also insert that Dale Walker, the president of the Tennessee Pastors Network, said, we have a super Republican majority in Tennessee, but many times people think because we elect so-called conservative Christians, we can just go on and not pay attention of what's going on in our schools.
The local school district, parents have got to know there is an agenda and your children are the target to be groomed for sexual confusion, sexual anarchy.
The Christian Post is reporting the parents of a Canadian 6-year-old girl have filed a lawsuit against the school board, principal, and teacher of the school where their daughter was allegedly being taught. There is no such things as girls and boys.
So here was a video that was shown, part of the transgender movement, what they're telling the kids, you may be born biologically a certain way, but that's not your gender. Then they drew a line across the board called continuum, put male on one side, female on the other, and asked the children, where do you think you are on this continuum? Well, folks, let me explain something to you. While there's not a continuum, there are two boxes. You're either born male or you're born female. That does not mean that stereotypical expectations are enforced, but it does mean you're a male or you're a female. You're one of the two. I understand there is this biological anomalies that happen from time to time in which people are born with both sets of male and female organs. I understand that. That's less than 1%. So what we're talking about is what you're normally facing. A child is born male or female. You're not on the continuum. You're in a box. But that's what they were aiming at those children. So what happens? One child went home, hit the headlines, went home and said to Daddy, Daddy, where am I on that continuum? Am I a male or a female? Or what am I going to become? You're not supposed to call me he or she anymore. And the parent is sitting there, what has happened to my 6-year-old child? Well, your child was the target of grooming for sexual anarchy in the name of the LGBTQ agenda. And again, this time in Canada, the school system is complicit, engaged, and fully embracing this sexual revolution that is bringing unbelievable confusion, depression, and despair into the lives of children. In the high school age right now, those who are grappling with this transgender issue move into the category of suicidal thoughts and actions, and the suicidal act has risen 35% in these last couple of years when this agenda has been implemented. Which means this is not only an issue of confusion, this is now a life and death matter that is being foisted upon the children beginning in these elementary ages.
Harry, let me take you down to Arkansas, where Carol Everett, who once owned abortion clinics, she is now very, very much pro-life, spoke at a fundraiser for a pregnancy resource center. The Harrison Daily Times reports that she said, "I sold abortions. How do I do that? It's called sex education."
She said one of the things that the abortion industry does is promote sex education, knowing that sexual confusion, sexual anarchy, sexual promiscuity, sexual perversion, knowing that that will end up producing more, quote, customers for abortion. And so how do they promote abortion? They promote sexual promiscuity, sexual confusion, and sexual perversion. That's how they'll do it, and then that means they'll get more business. This lady came to Christ and now has become a spokesman for the sanctity of life and for the sanctity of family and for the fact that children must no longer be the object of this grooming of the children in this unbelievable season of impressionable years through those who are in authority over them. You're putting your child in a school. They have authority over them, and those authorities are taking the children and are now grooming them for the LGBTQ agenda with its resulting sexual anarchy, which produces not only physical and biological issues, but mental, social, and then even the rising number of suicides.
Harry, it's interesting. We're covering all these stories, and they come across North America. From the rural to the city, an umbrella to cover all of North America, of course, is the broadcast industry. GLAAD just came out with a report saying that they found that LGBTQ characters are expected to represent 10.2% of series regulars on primetime scripted series on major networks, a record high, the best last season record of 8.8%.
Those that would fall into the LGBTQ spectrum would number less than 3% of the population. But now the broadcast media has more than one out of every 10 characters that fit the LGBTQ agenda, not because they are replicating reality, but because they are trying to manipulate reality. They have become perhaps one of the most powerful instruments of grooming children. The call of the Word of God to parents to raise up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. People whom you would not allow to sit with your child 30 minutes alone, do not give them 8 and 9 hours a day to educate your child, and do not give them 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 hours in front of a television or computer screen where they have mechanisms to manipulate your child's emotions and how they think beyond anything that you can imagine. What you have to do is take responsibility and raise up your children and realize there is a movement to groom them, and here is the documentation that we've been able to walk through in just a very few minutes, and our listeners have no idea of how much is on the cutting room floor.
Harry, on Tuesday's edition of Today in Perspective, I want to take you to an interview that the Christian Post did with Keith Getty, someone we've interviewed before on this program. Keith has a stern warning about many modern worship songs and modern worship.
Tom, I'm grateful for the Gettys to surface this because one of the most positive instruments for lives to be ordered around the majesty of God and to be meaningful and give direction is corporate worship. Let's take a look at it tomorrow.
As we close out, let me remind you that it is easy to subscribe to Today in Perspective on your smartphone or your tablet. Go to your iTunes icon. Type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday will automatically download to your device a new edition of Today in Perspective. A great way to stay in touch. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.